Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Have you ever listened to psychic mediums and everything turns out to be light and bright and all is well? Have you then realized that there's more to reveal? That maybe something is missing? Something raw? Welcome to Eye of Soul Radio with me, psychic medium Jamie. Journey to the raw side of spirit during this live call-in show. I'm a mother, medium, Reiki master, spiritual connector, and meditation guru. I provide a safe space for people to turn when they are scared and need a non-judgmental heart. Eye of Soul Radio allows you to receive spiritual guidance and empowering self. We get real. We reach everyone and exclude no one. Are you ready to look at the raw side of spirit with me? This show is leaving nothing off limits. Eye of Soul Radio starts now. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Eye of Soul Radio with me, psychic medium Jamie. I am super excited today. You have to know that if you've been listening to Shades of Spirit on Transformation Talk Radio at 8 a.m. on Monday mornings, I'm always super excited. But today is the launch for my show, Eye of Soul Radio, at this time slot. So we did last week. We were at 11 o'clock. It was an awesome show. I want to thank everybody who participated in that. But now this is like, this is my hour, man. This is my jam. The sun's going down. I'm definitely a night owl, if you will. I do a lot of my best work anywhere from the hours of 10 a.m. to 2 a.m. But no, I'm super excited to be able to offer you guys something a little bit different than what we do with Shades. Though my counterpart, Spirit Walker Nicole, will be joining me from time to time along with other guests. But for me, it's about getting down to looking through my perspective. So I'm not asking you guys to accept what I'm saying. I'm not asking you guys to jump on the bandwagon. But I am asking you guys to keep an open mind. Because the way that each of us in this particular field perceive spirit is differently. And the way we process it, the way we communicate with it, the way that they've come to us, depending on what age we started tuning into spirit, it all differs. And for me, it hit me at about age 5 to 7. And, you know, as a child, you don't fully understand what's happening. Thankfully, those of us in the age ranges of 35 to 50, and even younger, are knowing how to work with spirit now, how to stay empowered with spirit, how to be protected with spirit, and allow ourselves that space to open up and be accepting of other people's views and ideas. I've had over 35 years of experience working with spirit. And a lot of times the questions, even before I started doing this full time, was where do we go when we pass, right? We read things out of different religions, different cultures, their beliefs. I find it fascinating to hear their stories, to know, and they're not stories, it's what they fully believe. But I love to embrace that and listen to it because it's from their perspective. So I want to start us out on this adventure tonight at a human level. Yep, a human level, right? For us to understand spirit, we have to be able to see it, feel it, hear it, sense it. That's using your psychic abilities, your clairs. But if you're not quite in tune with all of them yet, which you will be, believe me, the more you look into this field, you will start to utilize them more. You'll tune into them from a child's age, bringing it back into full circle. But I want us to go to that human level. I want you to be able to relate to what I'm going to tell you in the next segments, okay? So first of all, I want you guys to think about this. How many of you have been able to shift your energy drastically over the course of a day? Me, I am great when I pop out of bed most mornings. Then about 30 things happen, and then my energy gets depleted. I start to feel the energy around others as an empath. It starts to do a full circle. I have to catch myself at a snap. I got to bring it all back in, right? And it could be that I'm great 1 minute and about 32 seconds later, I'm back down into a lower state. You know, it could be that I got another bill that I wasn't expecting. And I'm like, damn, how am I going to pay for this, right? It could be the fact that I got a call from someone who was just having a rough day and needed some help. And I wasn't in that higher vibrational state, if you will. And so now I'm helping them and I'm coaching them through it, which is fine, which is what I always want to be able to do. But I've been in such a low state that now it brings me even lower because I've taken that energy in, right? hitting those extreme highs and drastic lows can happen to any of us at any point in time. And I think that as we look back on our lives, the majority of us have had episodes to where we experience that. Some of us on a daily level. Some of our lows will happen for a few days at a time, and then we'll ramp our energy back up. I am a firm believer in the cycles of the moon. I'm a firm believer in energy work. And being a Reiki master teacher, it is very imperative that I understand the energy around me so that I can be a little bit more lenient on myself when it comes down to connecting with spirit. So as we're hitting these extreme highs and lows, you know, I'm calm and relaxed one minute. I get up and, you know, maybe my kid drops a glass in the kitchen and it breaks all over the place. I'm trying to keep the dogs out. Well, now I've gone into like chaos mode. Okay, get the dogs out of here. Let's clean up the juice, you know, trying not to put that out on my child, right? They're kids. They make these mistakes. It's okay. So now I'm, you know, I'm upset because I'm having to clean it up because I've got other things to do. I'm living my human life. And all of a sudden I get a call and it's a friend that's, you know, in desperate need of help again. And, you know, now I'm into that sadness and that despair. Maybe they're having, you know, issues with someone in their life or whatever. Now I'm upset because I don't want to see them upset. So now I've hit anger. Okay, this is all in the course of a half a day, right? So allowing ourselves to understand that this is all lessons on our own soul growth in that human level is part of what we're going to go through tonight. Now, with that being said, you know, a lot of people in our lives, so I want you to think about this. As people are excellent manifestors, whether you're watching them on TV, yeah, I did look at my TV, that was kind of weird. And, you know, like looking at their lives, you're looking at the external part of it. Or if you know someone that just has it, what seems like all put together, right? They've created the ultimate life in our eyes. They've got their family, their career, their house, their cars, their toys. You know, they're all laughing. They're all beautiful, right? They're all wearing designer clothes. Their kids have got the cool cars. And we're like, how the heck did they get there, right? They're living in this vibrational state of attraction. It's the laws of attraction. Their thoughts became their actions. And so they're in that higher vibrational state. And I want you guys to take that away for just a moment. Higher vibrational state. Okay. So that's level one. Then there's the other side of the coin. So I'm taking us from level one down to level three, and then we're going to meet in the middle. So the other side of the coin is some of us have those times where we have just struggled through life. Whatever we have, we hold on to, we cherish, we relish. But if we move from place to place to place, our things start to get smaller and smaller and smaller. We might be able to move with one bin, a few clothes, because that's all we can afford at that time, right? You know, there's things where all of a sudden our car breaks down. It's on its last leg. We're like, how am I going to afford to pay for that? Now that's my transportation for work. Now that's how I bring in my income. See where I'm going with this? Our energy. It starts to get lower and lower and lower. Then we, you know, we have the bills piling up, the creditors calling. How many of us have had that in our lives? I know I have. And it's like, delete the phone number, right? So that's bringing my energy level down. Now I'm hiding. I'm hiding in that dark space, right? And now I'm trying to figure out how to care for my family. Okay, so this month we've only got $50 for groceries. There's five of us. What the hell do I do? That weighs on me. That brings me down. I hit the anger of my life and where it's at, the sadness, the depression. And then I start staying in that vibration. It starts oozing out to those around me. So if you are in a state where you're in a lower vibrational state, number three, take note of that, lower vibrational state. When we're in that space, what are we attracting to us? That same energy. And we're putting that energy out to others. So if they don't have a clean energy field, they're going to absorb some of that energy within us. And that's not what we want. I know that. But that's just the space we're in, right? We start to feel despair. We start to feel just, heaviness. Lastly, we're going to go to number two. And that's the group of us that are living in the middle. We come home from work, we're grateful for what we have. Our house may not be exactly what we want, but it's a shelter, right? It's a home we can call for our children, for our family. Maybe we've got loved ones living with us as well. We also are grateful for the fact that we have dreams and visions, and they're slowly maybe evolving as time goes on, and we'll get to them as soon as we take care of everyone else. So we're in the middle ground. We're not fully taking care of ourselves and putting us first, but we're also taking care of others. Maybe our family's really close, right? We'll have game night. I love game night, by the way. I just bought a new game. It's that cell phone texting game. I don't know. We love like the meme games, but like I live for those moments. Like I took a picture. Hey guys, look, a new game for this weekend. Everyone's all excited. Middle ground. Cool. I was able to buy a game for $19.99. It'll be some family quality time. I'm happy. I'm grateful. I cherish those moments. But in the back of my head, there's still a little bit more, right? It might be that our minivan is 10 years old. I don't have a minivan, by the way. Spirit was just giving me stuff today, and I'm like, minivan. But our car may not be in top condition, but it's still going to get us another few thousand miles. Get those kids to soccer practice when we can finally go outside. We're in San Diego, by the way, so shutdown quarantine, 102 is happening. But when we can actually do those things, I'm grateful for the fact that I can run around my kids in this older car, right? And maybe if I can squeeze out a vacation, even if it's just camping in the mountains for a weekend on a campground for $20, I'm able to do that. Get us away, family connection. That's the middle realms, level two, middle vibrational levels. That's how they work for me in spirit. So when we come back from our break, I'm going to go into more detail on each one of those realms in spirit form, okay? I want you guys to also think about visiting us at shadesofspirit.com. Spirit Walker Nicole and I have a beautiful website, thanks to Transformation Talk Radio for that. I have one-hour specials at $88 for a one-hour reading. It's a spirit-led connection reading. If you want direction, we can do that as well. Spirit Walker Nicole will connect you with your spirit team, your angels, your guides, and give you direction from them on that part. We also offer different classes that's on that website. We also do Reiki sessions and so much more. So check us out. Stay tuned. We'll be doing readings as well right after this break, you guys.
Are you one of the many women in the world who've carried the burdens of work and family with the added circumstance of the pandemic? Well, you are not alone. Join Mary Rose Campbell with five other powerful women on Saturday, December 5th for the International Conference on Resilience for Women as they share what they've learned to create power for themselves under any circumstance. Walk away with the tools and inspiration to motivate and empower yourself. Don't miss this global online event, Saturday, December 5th, starting at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern. Stories packed full of possibility, power, and of course, resilience. Be empowered, inspired, and committed to your own well-being. Coming together with powerful women, knowing that you are not facing life alone. Get your tickets now at resilientwomensconference.com under the register tab. That's resilientwomensconference.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
When was the last time you had that feeling that you knew something, but you couldn't explain how you knew it? How powerful would it be for your life and business if you could consciously tap into that magic within you? What if you could remember that there's something supernatural about you? Tune in to Absolute Alignment with Christelle Biga, When Success Feels Easy, every first and third Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, 4:30 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you drive yourself crazy trying to make important decisions? And when you finally do, then you start second-guessing yourself. Would you like to know why you do this and how to change it? You can. When you take time to go inward, you'll find a wisdom that resides in the body. Begin by quieting your mind and sending your awareness into your body. Notice where there may be a discomfort. Ask it what it wants you to know. Listen carefully. It will reveal what it is about making this decision which holds you back. You can keep asking for information until you reach the deep core value of what keeps you from comfortably making a decision and sticking with it. Awareness is the first step toward making change. I'm Carrie Kadambi, and I'd love for you to join me on Transformation Talk Radio for my show, A Spirited Exchange. For more information about me, visit my website, thedivineguidancegift.com.
Welcome Welcome back, everybody. I am psychic medium Jamie. You are listening to Eye of Soul Radio. Tonight is my first night on Transformation Talk Radio at this time frame of 5 p.m. I am flying solo. If you are familiar with who I am, we also do a show on Transformation Talk Radio, 8 a.m. on Monday mornings. My co-pilot and partner in crime, Spirit Walker Nicole, joins me on those shows as well. So you get a perspective from the higher realms, number one, right? That's what I told you guys to tune into. Your angelic realms, your spirit guides, along with the mediumship side where I'm speaking with family, friends, loved ones, the lower realms, that was number three, okay? And that we will bring you a whole different way of looking at the shades of spirit. So definitely tune in this coming Monday. We are actually going to be working with kids this Monday, so that'll be exciting. As we're discussing, this is how I perceive spirit. So again, I want you to take it as a grain of salt. I want you to understand that this is how I view how I work with spirit. And if it wasn't for the years upon years of validation from clients, I would not be sitting here talking to you today. I am genuine and authentic in what I do. And if I don't know the answer, I find someone that does and that can work with us together so we learn and grow. So as we're talking about where we go when we pass, one of the number one questions, the second one is generally, you know, is my family in pain? Right? Are they still over there? Are they suffering? But people want to know where they pass because we learn one thing and yet we hear others or we experience others or we've been through others. So I want you guys to think about that. We just went through the human side of the energy vibrations that we can reside in. That, to me, is the vibration that we pass in. I know that's going to be shocking for some, and that's okay. I respect your views as I expect to be respected in mine. And I can have those open dialogue conversations, but my mind will never change, as generally most people's don't. And that's fine, because that's what this world is about having those conversations. But when we connect with spirit, when we sit down and really get down into those levels for me, I know what I'm seeing, and I know that it's being validated. So if we think about ourselves, again, Reiki master over here, everything for me is energy. We're existing in that energy all around us. Some molecules are speedy and quick, and some barely move, right? My pencil, the computer, myself, this beautiful Herkimer crystal, all energy. We're created in energy, brought into the world by energy, and we believe back in energy form. So when we think about that, when we can bring ourselves into the levels, 1, 2, and 3, energy vibrations, we will be able to see into those realms, into those levels. And there's always gray in between there, of course. But those are the main three levels that will come in for me. Now, what I want you guys to think about this as well is that we are free will. So we choose to carry our life in a certain direction. I am a natural born psychic medium. It runs in my father's side of the family. I didn't realize that until I was 40. Thanks, Dad, for that one. But I started seeing energies between the ages of 5 and 7, and I had no idea what the heck was going on. I lived in fear every night. This is something we're going to touch on next week on Shades with kids and how we can empower them and not live in fear. But my parents were not any help in my spiritual growth because that just wasn't how they were brought up. And that's okay. I don't hold any of this against them. I'll give them a hard time, but it's all right. I didn't find out until I was age 40 that both my grandmothers saw spirit. One was more of the lighter realms. One was more of the darker realms. And that's where it all clicked for me. I would see some of the most horrifying energies come to me, visions, dream states at night. I had to sleep with lights on. I was in fear. And it wasn't that I was in fear of death, okay, or people that had passed, because I grew up in a family. We were very small in the immediate, but the external was quite big on more my dad's side, but it was the Catholic side and then the Christian side. So I've been to my fair share of funerals, Catholic funerals, Christian funerals. I've been to the churches where we've had, you know, the services there and the open caskets to see those loved ones in that state. I knew that they were not in that body anymore. That was okay. And yet, you know, we'd drive out to the grave sites and then have the service at the grave site as well. None of that scared me. I actually felt at home and relaxed. But what I envisioned was pearly gates. Woo! Open right up, right? Just like the pictures, movies, you Google pearly gates, you're going to get exactly what you think it looks like. And yet when you do research through the Bible and different religions, they have different meanings, different people that are guarding the pearly gates, what they mean. If you don't make it there, they send you directly down to hell, which will be another segment on this episode tonight that we'll get into. It's all perception. It really is. So, you know, when energies were coming in cold and heavy and sad, why would they scare me was my question, little. Why would people want to do that even if they had passed, right? Or at five, if they're dead, why are they here? What's going on? And I tried to ignore them and it never worked. And as I became more confident in my gifts and empowered my gifts, I realized these spirits had passed in a lower level space, a lower level vibration into a lower level realm. Nowhere have I seen a spirit in a direct descendant of hell. The only hell that they have is the hell within, in which they carry. So would it not be safe to say that maybe they have some things they still need to work on in spirit form? Maybe it's fear. Maybe they aren't rising up to the pearly gates because they feel like they did something wrong by taking their own life, using drugs and alcohol, making the wrong choice and having a sudden death. Maybe they hold on to the guilt because they're watching their loved ones suffer. That's a lower level vibration. I have people refer clients to me all the time, multiple mediums who are fantastic in what they do, but don't reside in that level like I do. And yeah, I'll toot my own horn a little bit because I do feel honored to be able to work with that spirit and that individual, raising their vibration together and allow spirit to see their ascension process. I am a firm believer, and I know a lot of you are going to differ on that, and that's okay, is that when we pass out of physical form, we have crossed over. That's just my perspective. And when we cross over, we are still residing in a space in which we passed in, okay? It became very clear to me my junior year in high school. And after the story, we're going to take a break, and then I'm going to do some readings to break up this conversation, and then we're going to connect some more. But my junior year in high school, I was surrounded by death with people my age, some older, some younger. I looked again, what the hell? Why would somebody our own age willingly want to pass? And that's exactly what happened to me. I had a friend who, in our junior year in high school, so I was, what, 15, 16? She was on the letterette team. I was on the flag team. It gets me emotional to this day, and it's okay. I can still feel it. She's now part of my spirit team, my spirit guides. I feel honored that we're able to work together, but I didn't understand it. She wanted to take her own life. I remember the phone call when the phone rang and my mom bursting out into tears. And I think that gets me more than anything, because then you think about your own child, the signs I might be missing, what's going on. And when my mom and I've talked about this for quite some time. But after she passed, they had an open casket and I went up, and that was the first time I actually looked at an energy in that casket and what the hell were you thinking? Why would you want to do that? I didn't understand. And it took me a couple more years to really understand that she needed help. And this was the only way that she knew on her life path in order to get the relief that she needed. None of us really truly know exactly why. She didn't leave a note. So she taught me a valuable lesson, not to judge. I am not the judge of these souls, of these spirits, or of the human spirits. That's not my place. They can be judged wherever that is upstairs. Okay, that's number one for me. And what we may perceive as their inner torture is exactly that. It's their inner hell. So was she sent directly down to hell at age 15? I would like to think not. I can't fathom that. And yet she chose to take her own life. What's the difference between someone who's age 11, 12, who's been bullied? I had that happen when I was working in a school district a few years ago. He was 12. Decided to hang himself out in a field. I went out to that field shortly after to connect, to understand. That may seem morbid, but that's the energy I work in. I want to understand why. Why is that in there? And if that happens to a 12-year-old, what makes the difference from someone that might be old enough to make the logical decision, as some loved ones might think? Oh, you're in your 20s, your 30s, your 50s, your 60s, your 80s. You would have known better. You've gone to hell. What about that 12-year-old? What about that 15-year-old? It's an inner torment. It's an inner hell. It's that fear of being judged. It's that because it's ingrained in our minds. And I was not a religious person growing up. I was more of just a kind of a spiritual and just learning life on those terms. Or my parents said, find what works for you, which I really appreciate and love for them. Thanks for that. But when we are in that lower energy vibration, right? It isn't a strict thing. I have never, ever seen someone go down and a gates of hell open up and fire and the demon dogs with the red eyes. Never. But I have had to go searching for spirits who have lost their way and ended their life in one of those ways, drug and alcohol overdose. That's sometimes a slow suicide. or just direct suicide, or not really caring and just getting behind the wheel and just being reckless accidents. And I've had to try and talk to them and bring their energy up a bit. And sometimes they're ready and sometimes they're not. It might take a few sessions, but it's when that person sitting across from me is ready. I don't interfere because that's not my place either. So those are the lower levels that I work in. Those are the lower levels of compassion, love, non-judgmental. When those clients come to me for those readings, sometimes they're hiding out in an abandoned parking lot at night, telling their family they're going to the grocery store because their family wouldn't understand. Yet they want clarification. They want closure. They want to help them. They're reaching out on both levels. The way I explain to people that we can help those on the other side that are in those lower level vibrations, get this, even the assholes, even those that have tortured people, molested people. Yeah, I've had those come into readings, and it's up to my person I'm reading, my client, whether they want to approach that situation or not. But even those lower level energies who pass and are still in that vibration and trying to provoke, we do house clearings, blessings, energy work in homes with homeowners all the time, because those energies are drawn sometimes to our energy that we're giving out, which is the human side I talked about. That was number three. Lower level energy within our human selves attracts that same energy. And having to work through that, I had to get over myself and the anger I would feel for the things they tried to show me, the way they try and intimidate me. They'd scratch me. I'd had bruise marks. It's cool. It's like you're four and acting out. But I was able to bring them up to a space where they could start seeing that they just needed to heal within themselves, along with the owners. So there's a lot more I can go into. There'll be a lot more conversations about this. But that is my main level that I work in. When we come back from this break, we're going to talk about the higher realms, the middle realms. We're going to do some card readings. We're going to do some connection readings. I know we're all feeling this energy. It's just kind of like muck right now. It's just, I've been through like a gamut of emotions in one day just because of where the energy is at. And I know that we need some clarity coming into the new year. So follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Shades of Spirit LLC. And also our YouTube page, Shades of Spirit, where we have free meditations, monthly meditations for you on connection. We will see you after this quick break.
Miss any shows during the week? No! Don't worry, we've got you covered. Yahoo! With the free Transformation Talk radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand. Yes! Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
If you've ever had a broken heart, you know how painful that can be and how long it can sometimes take to heal it. I'm Megan Edge, author of The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts, Oracle Cards, and Guidebook, published with Balboa Press and Hay House. In The Heart's Journey, I share with you my own heartbreak and how I healed it through the beautiful hearts that found me in nature. From taking photographs of these hearts for myself, I've created this beautiful toolkit, which includes the guidebook, which has my story, how to work with oracle cards as a healing tool, and the story of each of these hearts as they cross my path. I've also created a beautiful journal. There's a pen, a bookmark, and of course, the 42 Healing Hearts Oracle Cards. You can order The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts Oracle Cards, and Guidebook through my website, meganedge.ca, through Balboa Press, Amazon, and many other places online or your local shops. I look forward to hearing about your heart's healing.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, The body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back, everybody. I am hard at work. You think that I'm just sitting here eating bonbons and drinking iced tea during the break? You are incorrect. I am Shades of Spirit. I knew I was going to do this, guys. I really did. It's what happens when I multitask and I'm by myself. I am a psychic medium, Jamie. I have Soul Radio. I am part and co-owner of Shades of Spirit. So yes, it's coming in there. Once I start putting the spirit brain on, it's over for me. So those of you that know me, you know that spirit brain is a lot of fun. But I was starting to pull some cards for those of you that had inquired. So I actually have Lisa LePage, Monica Sanchez, Vicky Bauer, and Michelle Glover. You guys are on cue for cards. So welcome back, you guys. Tonight we're talking about where do we go when we pass? And I love this comment, and I want to thank Daniel. No, just kidding. I knew this time I wanted to mess with you. David, my producer tonight. I've been calling him Daniel all day because I actually have a Daniel spirit that's been with me. And every time I think about the show, I'm thinking about David and our working together. And I kept calling him Daniel. And so I actually made that Freudian slip earlier with him. And so now it's just a little joke. But David actually passed this message along. And I do want to acknowledge it. So Lynn Park, I want to thank you for tuning in. And I want to thank you for your comment. She said, I seen my mom standing next to my bed a few months later after she died in a car wreck. The white light so bright around her. And it gives me the chills because that does take us into that level one, the higher vibration. That passing, being in peace, healing, looking at her life review and moving forward. So thank you so much for that, because I definitely love it when we can, you know, speak amongst ourselves in a respected way. You guys will always know that what you get from us is always going to be on that respect level, because there is no other way to do things. So as I get started here, I'm going to read a card for Lisa LePage. And then we're going to talk about the middle realms. Okay, that's number two, middle realms. That's us being happy, you know, being able to kind of work together with one another, you know, being a cohesive unit with the home, just having enough for what we need, being able to take maybe that vacation here and there. That's that energy vibration as a human we feel. Well, they also have that vibration in spirit. First, Lisa, I want to tell you that I'm actually using decks that I have not used in quite some time. And tonight I have pulled you the Wisdom card, which I absolutely love. And this card says, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. The card illustrates that there's a spiritual teacher who's about to influence you or step into your life to impart his or her wisdom. And they're also flipping the tables and saying, you are the teacher for so many. People listen to you. People acknowledge that. Your claircognizance is through the roof. And so they allow you to be in that space to be able to pass along those messages. So yay for that. And for you to have that inner wisdom. And yet it's also a time, oh my gosh, I'm just thinking about the sacred circle that we did with you and how you're supposed to be moving more into your gifts. This card backs it, because you're also going to be having new guides and new energy coming in to guide you on this path. Holy cannoli. I love it. I absolutely love it. Look around. Is there someone in your life who has education, knowledge, and the ability to integrate spirituality and its laws into the constraints of the physical? Oh my goodness. Perfect, perfect, perfect. That is making me happy. You also drew this card to confirm it's time to reach out and find an organization, a group of like-minded souls. You're already being that part. You're already in that. So I want you to use that more. Connect more. I know that you've got that in you. People are so drawn to you. You're the one that helped me get off the ground and learn how to really, you know, you guys, if there's a slave driver out there, that's Lisa. That's the middle ground right there. She's living her life. She's got these dreams and visions out there. And yet she called me and said, hey, so the person I used to work with, she's moved. So would you be interested in doing an all-day event? Okay, sure. The woman booked me for 8 one-hour readings in one day. No, I actually think it was 9. Though I did get a lunch break and a snack break, and she fed me dinner. So that was all fine and good. And her son thought, you know, that really just violates all of the HR regulations in life. But no, that's just how I build my strength, my stamina, my connection. So Lisa, it's about the wisdom you're going to be receiving and the wisdom that you're giving and finding that balance. And it's going to be raising your vibration for you into those higher realms. And I'm going to leave you with that. So the middle realms, that's kind of where I'm actually going with Monica Sanchez as well, is that when we are in the middle realms, we are very much earth-based. And I'm pulling it out of the sacred earth oracle, Monica. And being on that earth level and that connection is really where we're at. And when we take ourselves into the middle realms, if you will, middle vibrations, middle spiritual realms, however you want to phrase it, we step back and spirit comes to me on a level playing field. So it could be the spirits that are just passing through, right? So sometimes what happens is that those middle realms are spirits that are connected to the earth, to the land. And it's the passer-throughs. It's the shadows you see. A lot of times the shadows that we see are very much in eye form or in eye size range. I know that doesn't make any sense, but you guys know what I'm saying. I'm not seeing them crawl over the ceiling. I'm seeing them as if they were a person walking by and it was their shadow, even if I'm sitting. So I feel that they're on that same level as me, that middle realm. These are the ones that come in. Those are your family, friends, and loved ones that just come in. They all gather behind you. They're talking amongst themselves. They're all at my eye level as I'm sitting, because generally you're sitting. And so they're there with us. They're still on the kind of the earth plane vibration. Now, okay, I've read books, yep, lots of them, trying to find the answers in my much younger days. I'm not that old, by the way. And so I really associated with Sylvia Brown, and where she said heaven was 3 feet off the ground. And yet then when I started doing this work myself and really tuning in, I realized that that wasn't how I perceived it. And that's okay, because she taught me to tune into that level at the time. So I took that little piece of information and I added it to my spirit dictionary. So for those middle grounds, it is those people. Sometimes they have some unfinished business. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they've gone up, they're up in those higher realms, which is beautiful, and they come down to visit us. It's the ones that come and sit on your bed. It's just like Lynn Park said, mom standing next to the bed, middle realm, but yet she's surrounded by this bright light, higher realm, angelic light, coming down to see you. So don't dismiss these energies around you. The way I know who's coming in and the way that I teach our mediumship students, so Spirit Walker Nicole and I through Shades of Spirit have one-on-one mediumship students, and that's how you progress the quickest, in my opinion, is when you can do one-on-one classes, because we tune directly into your spirit team, your angels, your guides, like everybody. But to be able to feel the energies coming in, if you're constantly being kind of wigged out and you're looking over your shoulder, that might be a little bit lower vibration. That might be someone that's trying to get your attention because they want to be seen, they want to be heard, they want a face, they want a name. That's what happened to me. Okay. So I want you guys to focus on that middle realm as being your loved ones coming in and sitting next to you on the bed. Or when someone is passing and they're in hospice, like my grandmother, the room was full of energies when I went to visit. They were all on the earth plane. My great grandmother was right with her, taking her hands, right? Do we all have things that we probably need to continue working on when we pass? We're human. So of course we do, but we do the life review. We clarify it. We move on. So that middle realm is right where we're at. They're very easy to connect with. Just close your eyes and call in that loved one. Have that cup of tea, connect on a walk, whatever that might be. But that's the middle realms for me. So Monica, I've already pulled your card at the break. It's the revision card, which is an absolute beautiful card for you. Your earthly meaning is your body remembers the trauma, the closeness, the love, the fear, and the embrace of your full history, even when your mind doesn't. Bring a memory to the surface to align your current self with the knowledge stored in your body. Go deeper and challenge it. And that's going to bring up some of that stuff that you are really holding on to, that you're ready to let go. The spiritual meaning says the memory of creation is stored within the ground you walk on. Hallelujah. I love that. Connecting with earth, where you're at is more rural. Connect, connect, connect. That creation energy will start really infusing you. It says, relax, close your eyes, still your mind, and let the healing energy of Mother Earth take over. And that goes for so many of you out there. All of us could use some of that energy right now. We need it. That is for sure. It says, touch, think of Mother Earth and feel all of her love around you and feel it in your heart chakra. That's where we need to work on the healing aspect for you at this point. Okay. The insight is definitely for you. It's just explore, learn from patterns of the past, and acknowledge your creative capacity to flourish through change. And I will leave you with that, Monica. Thank you so much for tuning in. So as we continue moving on, you know, we think about, you know, highs and lows and where we want to go in life. And Vicky, I decided to pull a Moonology card, and I know you have this deck. But because of the fact, and I don't even need the book for this one, because there's also those higher realms. What exists beyond what we can see? That's the question, right? So if we're looking up at the stars and we just had a meteor shower and, you know, felt that energy, by the way, if you all were kind of out of alignment, for me, I just felt out of whack. We just went through a new moon, which was super powerful, a 2-night meteor shower, and we're moving into a full moon with a lunar eclipse. So give yourselves a break, okay? Allow yourselves to be in that space. But also know that when you're looking up at that sky at night and that moon is shining and the stars are shining, or maybe it's raining or maybe it's cold, okay? There's something beyond that. And that's the last realm we're going to talk about when we come back from break. But for Vicky, this talks about balanced spirituality and practicality. I almost want to just drop the mic. It's the full moon in Pisces, okay? It's got the two fish swimming around in Mother Earth. But for you, because you are growing and evolving, and she is, excuse me, one of our students, and she actually just completed my Reiki Master Program. So congratulations, Vicky, and did a past life Reiki session this afternoon, or this morning, actually. You are going so much into spirit mode, that's great, but you got to go human. Go dark for a couple of days. And go dark, I don't mean go low, come back in depressed mode and anger. It means turn off the light, the porch light for spirit, and allow yourself just to be present in your moment. And I guarantee you, when you flip it back on, hopefully after the weekend, you will be in a different place energetically. You'll be able to connect differently, and you'll continue to ascend on that process. Okay? So for Vicky, balance your spirituality, your practicality. Practicality is our human self. It's the middle ground. Find that this weekend. Really attune yourself to that and allow yourself to be in that space. And I will leave you with that, Vicky. So before we go to break, don't worry, guys, we got 15 more minutes. So I'll be doing a few more readings after. Michelle Glover, they are on the Angel Therapy deck for you. So I'm going to pull that real quick. I love it. And I love if you guys will do watch parties and share as well, because that, you know, that's awesome. We get the messages out. Okay, so that's fine. Two cards. Oh boy. Okay. Past life issues. You might need to book a session. Oh, just kidding. This situation has a basis in one of your previous lifetimes. So what's happening is the past life, I love how this has taken me to break, and the Ascended Masters card got pulled for you. So with that being said, past life issues means calling in your angels, allowing them to cut cords and ties to a past life that you're experiencing some of that same residual energy, not necessarily karmic energy, but residual energy in this life. For what's happening right now, they're talking about shut the doors and open these doors, but we have to connect with our spirit team, our angels, our guides in order to do that. Call in Archangel Michael. You can call in Ascended Masters, even if you don't know who they are, and ask them to come work on the energy with you to put you in a more positive environment and to help you gain the clarity. And on that note, we're going to talk about Ascended Masters and angels right after this break. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Howdy, friends. This is Terry J. Walker with the I Am Power Hour, and this is your soul-stretching success tip of the day. As you know, we are the creators of our own reality. During our journey, we will write our own life story and create our own personal resume. We all have been provided the freedom to choose what we want, choose how we feel, and choose how we respond to events and circumstances. This brings an inspirational quote to mind. If you can dream it, you can do it. Mr. Walt Disney. I hope you have a wonderful day filled with love, light, creativity, and of course, your freedom of choice. Namaste, my beautiful friends, and I'll see you next time.
Are you ready to let go of the I can'ts that are holding you down? Valerie Trujillo invites you to join her community on a mission to collectively heal as a tribe, where your vulnerability is heard and reciprocated. So tune in to Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle every second and fourth Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Valerie and her work, visit CrystalBlueOracle.com.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear from the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are. The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
When was the last time you had that feeling that you knew something, but you couldn't explain how you knew it? How powerful would it be for your life and business if you could consciously tap into that magic within you? What if you could remember that there's something supernatural about you? Tune in to Absolute Alignment with Christelle Biga, When Success Feels Easy, every first and third Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, 4:30 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Thank you for listening in on Eye of Soul Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, psychic medium Jamie. Return next time for an empowering and yet chilling look into the raw side of spirit. For more information about myself and the Eye of Soul, visit EyeOfSoulRadio.com. That's Eye of Soul Radio. Eye of Soul Radio, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. See you next time. Awesome. He sat with me and I got to listen to different tracks, and that music just so called to me. I love just the mystery and the mysterious side of it. That's me. Mysterious, right? Those of you that know me, I wear a badge on my sleeve that tells you everything about me. On the other hand, it's mysterious. But the levels that I work in definitely are. Before we start that real quick, I'm going to do Diane Bomba and Lynn Park. I got cards already pulled for you at the break. You guys join us at our Release and Intentions workshop Monday the 30th, and that's at 6 p.m. If you're a little bit late, no worries. It's only $10, and it's about helping you release energy to manifest. This is a great time to do that with the energy this month within our solar system, along with ending 2020 and moving into 2021. So you can book that. You can message us on Shades of Spirit LLC, and you can pay through Venmo or PayPal, or just let me know you want to come. We can work out those details. I also have with Spirit Walker Nicole for Shades of Spirit, a Sacred Circle spiritual check-in every month, the first Saturday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's $25 and we fill up every time. We only take 10 to 11 people, and you each get about a 15 to 20 minute individual personalized reading as your monthly spiritual check-in. We also talk about our show topics with the radio shows and how we can incorporate those in our lives. All right. So you're going to hear people talk about, number one, higher realms. I will be the first to admit this is not my specialty, if you will. But I know about them, I work in them, I coach in them, right? So maybe my forte is down here. And that's why I work so well with Spirit Walker Nicole, is because she's up here and we can bring it into that middle realm and we can just come together and we can give all sorts of perspectives. We do readings together. So if you want a 1-hour reading, it's only $150. And we work on all the levels within you and what you need to hear. But higher realms, we automatically go to, like Michelle Glover, Ascended Masters, Angels, Heaven. We want to take it further. Archangels, Source, God, whatever your beliefs are. Now, if we think about that, there's only two angels that have stepped on the earthly plane, right? The rest of the angels work with us. They come in as our spirit team. We are born with a set of angels and we leave with a set of angels. And there's archangels that help us in all aspects of our life. Stay tuned for that, because we do workshops on angels. It's amazing what they can do and help us connect. And they help us continue the growth and the ascension on the spiritual side of it. Yes, they're all around us, but if you reside in the highest vibration, that's where you're manifesting. That's where those people that look like they have it all have manifested. Now, behind closed doors, they might be going through the middle realm in a lower vibration, right? But they're able to maintain that energy vibration to attract what they want to them. When I have angels come into readings, it's often enough for what they need. Usually it's directional readings or it's support. It's that just genuine, authentic love. But I don't see their faces. They don't have really a gender identification. Now we kind of give them that. We kind of feel into it and see what that vibration kind of feels like. To me, they're pure light. I can see how big they are. I can help connect my clients with them. I use Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael in my healing sessions for Reiki. I connect at those levels. But the biggest part for me is I connect with your spirit teams. Spirit teams are human-based energies that come in to work with us at different times of our lives. So when I'm doing directional card pulls or I'm doing readings like for Diane and Lynn in just a second, it's about connecting with your spirit team. What do they need to know about the question that they have at the moment? I can do an entire hour reading on direction. Where do you want to go? To the point where I've been able to tell people what states they're going to or what they've been, you know, inquiring about. As long as I'm on that level of love and light for the highest and best. Spirit guides come in all the time. They work with my spirit team. I work with the Ascended Masters. I have my Reiki Master and Dr. Asui's teachings. So I call him each time. You know, there might be a day where I call in Mother Teresa. I might call Mother Marian. It just depends. But it's about having that connection. And at the end of the day, it's about faith and trust, you guys. Faith and trust when it comes to these different realms. So I have had the individuals that I have been honored to work with that pass and have gone directly up into their heaven. Listen to this, their heaven. What they perceived as heaven in their physical form is where they head to in their spiritual form. Heaven, if you will, or the higher realms, the middle realms, and the lower realms, with each spirit I work with and connect with, they show me something different. Why? Let's all think about that. Why is that? It's perception. Again, that's why I will never say that somebody else is wrong. I will say from my perception, from what I see, from what I feel, this is what's going on, right? So when spirit goes up, it's a beautiful thing. And I know there's a gentleman that I worked with. I did a reading for him. His grandfather came through. He was there at the passing of his grandfather. And he said, I could feel this whoosh, almost like my hair went. And I got hot and the room became very bright. Well, grandpa was like, I am out. I'm going back up. I've learned everything I need to. This life, I was able to master this, this, and this. I need to learn a couple little things here, but it's cool. I'm going back home. And that's what they call it, home. Those higher realms. On the other hand, I have had families who have had loved ones pass, and their heaven, their home, their higher realm is the house that they lived in and shared beautiful memories with their significant others, their family. That was their heaven. So I cannot tell you whether or not heaven fully exists with the gates opening up and the angels singing. I know that our angels are here to greet us as we're coming into this world, that they're with us. And when we pass, I know that we connect people with their angels if they're in a lower vibration to help them remember the love within themselves and the love around them in spirit form. They're not alone. And that we reside in a middle level because we're human. And we go through these ups and downs just as spirit does. So next time you think about someone that's committed suicide, that's passive drug or alcohol overdoses, that's in a lower vibration, I want you to send them love and light. That's it. If you so choose to, they feel it. It starts to raise their vibration. If you have someone in your family that's passive that way, tell them and remind them, hey, your angels are with you. I love you. You've done nothing wrong in my eyes. If you can say that, or just say, we love you. We send you love and light. Remember that you have angels and that you can continue your ascension. It helps to have those conversations. So for Diane, you're talking about, I think, soulmate. And you got the originality card, and it's number 31, which averages out to 4. I'm big on numerology as well. And it talks about staying in your original form. Do not change for someone else. Allow them to come to you. But you definitely, girl, need to snap it. Bring yourself back up. I have not snapped so much in one time that I am tonight. That's pretty crazy. But you need to bring the energy back up. Move forward. Continue your ascension. And that person is out there. But right now is not the prime time to be out searching. Focus on yourself. Go inward for winter. Allow this COVID to take place. Allow this to kind of move on. You're not in that space right now. And that's okay. Your soulmate right now is your soul, is what they're showing me. Ooh, I got the chills for that one. And I will leave you with that. Lynn Park, integrity. So through this process, it's about staying in that integrity mode for yourself. Tuning into yourself, staying authentic, genuine, in your own power. And this will work out exactly the way you want. There won't be any hiccups, but you have to be in that space of holding integrity for yourself. Call in your spirit team, your angels, and allow them to help raise that vibration within you and move forward. And I'm going to leave you with that. I know this is a lot to take in for one show. You know, day one, I have soul. Let's talk about all the different levels. But at the same time, it just brings different perspectives. That's the key word for tonight. So whether or not you wake up in the morning and you bounce out of bed and you're ready to go and the life is perfect, and then three things bring your energy level down, remember, you can always go up. It's very easy to reside in those lower levels. Believe me, I know that. Boy, do I know that. But at the same time, it's also easy to reside in the higher levels. Our energy ramps up. We manifest things. Things come to us easier. We get signs and symbols from our loved ones and our spirit teams. But just remember that at the end of the day, it's what you perceive is what it is. So I want to send you all out with love and light. I want to thank you guys for joining me tonight on Eye of Soul Radio. Remember, catch us on Shades of Spirit LLC on Facebook and Instagram, Shades of Spirit on YouTube, and you can catch all of our episodes on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us 8 a.m. this coming Monday on Transformation Talk Radio for Shades of Spirit, where we work with kids. And I will see you guys all in a couple of weeks at the same time. Have a great week, you guys. Thank you. Thank you for listening in on Eye of Soul Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Psychic Medium Jamie. Return here next time so you can explore more of the lower level energies, realms, or dimensions. We will go through more darker spirit stories and provide more guidance and self-growth to those who need it. For more information about me, Psychic Medium Jamie, and the Eye of Soul, visit eyeofsoulradio.com. That's eyeofsoulradio.com. Eye of Soul Radio only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. See you next time.